Some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I will be your host until about 2 o'clock today or so. You are listening currently to the local band 3 Inches of Blood. Their latest album is called Fire Up the Blades. That song that you heard was called Black Spire. And I played them because, one, I think they're awesome. And two, they are playing a show coming up pretty soon. If you wanted to know when, you are just going to have to stay tuned. They're playing with Bison. And unfortunately, as awesome as both those bands are, and as awesome as seeing both those bands together is, they are opening for a band that I don't really like. They're opening for Priestess at the Commodore in about a month or two. But I'll tell you all about that later on. There are quite a few awesome shows coming up, and I will, of course, be talking at you, I guess, because this is really, it's kind of one-sided. I'll be telling you all about that later on. One show that I've been talking about quite frequently and that I've been quite excited about is the King Kong and Barbecue show coming up. That is happening beginning of November, November 7th. I do believe that is a Friday night at the Biltmore, and you know, I've been really, really promoting the show, really excited. Turns out I can't even go. Turns out I'm not even going to be in town, so I can't even go. But that's, it'll have to be okay. It'll have to be all right, because I'm going to be in Seattle, and I'm going to be just doing something worthwhile. I'm not going to be seeing a better show. I will be checking out of school, but that's okay. That's okay, because the quest for, you know, the journey of education is a worthwhile cause, isn't it? Isn't that what happens? Yeah, something like that. It's going to be awesome. I'm planning on going back to school next year or so. I'm not sure which month, because I'm looking at different programs. They all start at different times. But I'm slowly realizing that if I go back to school, I'm probably not going to... It's not going to be here at UBC, but I might not... This is not official, but I might not have time to do this thing that I'm doing now, my radio show, which is, you know, it's on the back burner right now because it's not my number one priority, but it really bums me out when I think about it, and that's probably why I haven't thought about it a lot, because I love doing my show. So, you know, just letting you know that maybe in a year, might not be doing this. Shed a little tear. I'm going to try and see if I can work out doing another time slot, but I probably won't even have time, because the programs I'm looking at and planning to take are all the same amount of time. They're all a year long. They're year-long intensive programs. Like, 1 year, no summer. 1 year. So we'll just see how that goes. I hear that once you start to take these programs, you won't have a life, but that's okay, because I don't really have a life to begin with. Lots of things to think about right now, like how much school is going to cost. It's going to be a lot. It's going to cost, you know, cool 30 grand or something. Ugh. Best not to think about it, but you know what's coming up that's not as expensive as that program. CITR is having a fun drive, and our goal is actually half of what my tuition is going to cost me. So when you think about it like that, it's really not a lot, and it's very attainable. CITR's annual fund drive is coming up at the end of November, the last two and a half weeks of November. Everyone here at CITR is going to be pulling our efforts together to raise money to improve the station, to improve the listening experience for you, fair listener, fair devotee of CITR Campus Radio. So stay tuned for more information on that. Our goal this year is 15 grand, and we can totally do it. Come on, guys. We raised like over 13 grand the first year. This is our third year doing the fund drive, so definitely stay tuned for that, because last year I gave away one-of-a-kind t-shirts, one-off t-shirts to everybody that donated to the fund drive through my show. So I'm going to be planning some other kind of awesome prize pack for my listeners this year again. I have some ideas in the works, and I'll let you guys know as I start to cement those plans. So stay tuned for that. All of the information, I'm sure, can be found through our website, which is citr.ca. CITR Fund Drive 2008. Woo! Let's just get to some music now, because you're probably really tired of hearing me talk about really random things. So, if you wanted to call me here in the studio, you can do so. Our number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Place a request or whatever. Tell me to shut up, because sometimes I need people to tell me to do that. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can even download podcasts for my show and various other shows on CITR through the station's website, which is citr.ca. Right now, I am going to get to some old AFI. I don't remember if I played them last week. I have a really bad memory, but I've been listening to this song a lot, and I want to play it for you right now. It's one of my favorite AFI songs, and I actually, my friend Jeremy said that, what did he say? He said that this song was so good, it was like a machine gun of a song. You know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. This is Total Mortal by AFI on We All Fall Down.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Judas Priest ain't shit. We need is a hero.
are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are listening to The Jolts right now. They have a new full-length album called Haute Voltage. The song that you heard was called Bloody Eye Socket. Prior to that, I played The Descendants off of the album Milo Goes to College. That song was called Hope. Prior to that was The Misfits, a characteristically Halloween-y band, if you will. Off of their album Walk Among Us, that song was called Astro Zombies. I played those two songs because, one, I like those two bands, so I'm allowed to because it's my show. And last week, I started to jam with some guys, and it's been a long time since I've played in a band or just really, like, played music like that. And it was so awesome, and we covered some Misfits and some Descendants songs, so just reminded me of that. And so I played them. I had a really good time. Hopefully we can jam again soon in the future. Little tidbit of my personal life there for you. And before The Misfits, I played Fucked Up off of their latest album, The Chemistry of Common Life. That song was called Twice Born. Part of that was some brand new Transmitters off of their self-titled EP. That song was called Just the Other Day. And I think I started off that set with The Hex Dolls off of their latest album, Call It a Comeback. That song was called On the Third Day, Axl Rose. Right now, how about I tell you about a couple shows coming up in the future that maybe you, fair listener, would be interested in. I didn't have time to really research a lot of small local shows. I'm sorry. But coming up not this weekend, but next is obviously Halloween weekend, and there are a lot of parties, a lot of shows that you can hit up. I don't have time to go over all of them. I'm sure you've done your research if you're at all excited about celebrating Halloween or just going out and partying. So, how about other shows that maybe you might not know about? If you like The Misfits, perhaps you would like to check out a local band that is very similar to them, Nimvind. I saw them once a long time ago, and they put on a really good show, very reminiscent of Misfits. Danzig Misfits stuff. They are playing October 24th. Is that tomorrow? I don't even know what the date is. Yeah, that is tomorrow at the Media Club. One Halloween show that I actually just found out about that maybe you would like to go to is at the Media Club next Friday. That's Halloween night. Metal God Thor is playing with the Undead Kennedys and Fuzzcat. I think they just called it Thor's Halloween. Awesome. Then beginning of November, King Kong Barbecue Show. November 7th, Biltmore Cabaret. Can't go. Single tier. You can't see it. Just imagine it. Carpenter and Living with Lions are playing the next night, November 8th, at the Media Club. And then the night after that, you can check out Alkaline Trio. They're returning to Vancouver, playing a large show with Rise Against, Gaslight Anthem, and Thrice. That's happening here at UBC's very own Thunderbird Stadium. I might actually end up going to... Wait, damn it, I think I'm... Am I still in Seattle? I don't even know anymore. I can't figure out my life. I'm living my life one week at a time, and it's kind of freaking me out. Gwar is also coming to Vancouver. Always a good time. November 10th at the Commodore Ballroom. In Flames is also coming to Vancouver. They're playing November 17th, also at the Commodore. Priestess coming to Vancouver. Gonna be honest, I don't like Priestess, but the openers are 3 Inches of Blood and Bison BC. How awesome is that? November 29th at the Commodore Ballroom. The Black Dahlia Murder are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Misery Index and Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people. December 7th at Richards on Richards. Dragon Force is also coming to Vancouver. December 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center, and a bit down the road, Acid Mother's Temple are also coming back to Vancouver. They're playing next year, April 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. If you, like to know that, very ahead of time. I think I might be interviewing Dragon Force. I was supposed to for Discorder, but I don't know if anything's really been cemented yet. We proposed a guitar hero face-off, me versus Dragon Force. except they turned that idea down. I think I might have told you guys about that already. They still want to be interviewed, but their label's like, no, they don't do Guitar Hero anymore. It's probably because they always lose. Didn't say it, though. And so my next idea is Dungeons & Dragon Force conducting the interview in character. Yeah, you know how awesome that's going to be. Might be a big geek. Maybe. Let's keep that a secret. Right now, though, that's all I have for concert listings. Sure, that's enough to keep you satisfied. If you want to give me a call, you're in the studio. You can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for this show and many other shows on this wonderful radio station through our website, which is citr.ca. It's going to say something important. Don't really remember right now. So I'm just going to get to some music. I'm going to play some Bison for you. They have a new album out on Metal Blade Records. It is called Quiet Earth. I'm going to play some brand new Bison BC for you right now on We All Fall Down.
We'll be right back. We have come to pillage.
We have come to burn.
We have come to incite the riot.
We have come to take it over.
Heroes have betrayed. We sing for better days. Don't sign our lives away to ignorant ostrays. Heroes have betrayed. We sing for better days. Don't sign our lives away to ignorant ostrays.
Absolutely none, Robin. I don't own a single Misfits record.
Sad.
I know, it kind of is. But there are a lot of things that I don't own, or a lot of movies I haven't seen that I probably should. I really shouldn't get into it right now, but let's just say that I haven't seen The Godfather.
What?
Okay. haven't seen it. I've seen Star Wars a lot.
That's good. The Godfather's The Godfather. It's like...
It's like what? It's like what?
It's The Godfather. It's
I've
like,
also managed a video store.
It's like
store
saying you've never eaten Kraft dinner.
I've probably had Kraft dinner like once in my life.
Gee, who are you?
I don't know. Someone that hasn't seen The Godfather, owns any Misfits records, or really eaten Kraft dinner. I remember I ate it once and it was disgusting. And
I think you just lost half your listeners.
Whatever. Half of two is one. So it's not a big loss here. I'm done. It's over. Thanks for listening, guys. I just played Set Your Goals off of their album Mutiny. That song was the title track. Before that was Bison BC off of Quiet Earth. The song was called Dark Towers. If you want to check out my playlists online, I do post them every week at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Robin is here. Great. Coming up next at 2 o'clock, Robin is doing the Inkstead Show, so stay tuned for that because it's probably going to be amazing.
It will. I'm talking to Mark Evanier, who did a wonderful book about
Jack Kirby.
That's great.
It's not your turn
yet.
And then at 3 o'clock, Brennan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treason, so stay tuned to CITR. We're going to have awesome fun drive.
I brought in a box of awesome books today.
For the fun drive
fun drive.
Really? Isn't the fun drive like end of November? Why'd you
beginning
bring it?
Beginning of November. Middle of November.
Middle of November? No, it's like...
Always prepared.
Always. Great. That's just great. Anyways, next week will be my Halloween show. And so I'll be... just playing an hour of Misfits. No. Robin will bring in his box set and we'll just play Misfits for
now.
No,
we're just going to play the one song over and over again.
Wait, Halloween?
Halloween!
Wait, it'll be Halloween and then the Monster Mash and then Halloween and then the Monster Mash and we're just going to repeat
and then
that.
Halloween 2, the one where he does the weird...
And then maybe the part. AFI cover of Halloween and then the Monster Mash again. Okay, there we go. That's the plan. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you to everyone that tuned in and called in this week. You guys are cooler than Robin. I'm gonna leave you off now. Yeah, it's really not that hard. I'm gonna leave you off now with something. Oh, King Kong and the Barbecue Show, because I can't go. So there we go. That's my only reasoning. I'm done here. Have a great week, guys. Get your Halloween costumes prepared. And you know what? Call in next week and tell me what your costume is, because I'm someone that gets really excited about costumes and preparation and shit like that.
Are you going to be a furry again this year?
What do you mean again? I don't appreciate that at all. I'm done here. It's over.